Listen to part of a lecture in an environmental science class.
Now, there's growing interest these days in generating electricity from renewable energy sources, right? From developing wind farms to tapping into an underground source of geothermal energy. And when you're considering a new project, it's important to look at the costs as well as benefits of developing that energy source. Let me give you an example of the kind of thing I'm talking about. There's currently a lot of interest in harnessing the power of the oceans, of the ocean tides, that is, the movement of huge amounts of water which causes the water level of oceans to rise and fall. The idea is that if we can harness that tidal energy, it'd be a great clean renewable energy source. One place where this tidal energy can be harnessed is at a shallow body of water, such as an estuary. Now, can anyone tell us what an estuary is? Yes, Ted.
An estuary is where a river enters the ocean. The fresh water meets the ocean water. Sometimes it's covered in water, sometimes it's not.
Some parts of the estuary, as the tides go in and out, but other parts are always submerged. Now, estuaries are an ideal place to try to capture energy from changes in tides because, well, there's an exceptionally large difference between the water level at high tide and at low tide.